This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Trump administration is making more changes to Boulder's National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR. The National Science Foundation says it's handing control of NCAR's powerful supercomputer to a third party. The computer, based in Wyoming, has been used by thousands of climate researchers to study wildfires, air pollution, and more. It's not clear who would run the computer or when the change would take place. The move follows the Trump administration's promise in December to dismantle NCAR because of its climate change research. In Fort Collins, teachers could be laid off. Poudre school district leaders are weighing that possibility as they face a looming budget shortfall. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Coloradan reports that the Poudre School District is bracing for budget cuts that could reach $17 million. It's due to a combination of record-high inflation and a projected drop in enrollment. The school board is considering a formal reduction in force process because personnel costs make up 85% of the district's spending. That could mean laying off teachers on continuing contracts. That's those who have been with the district for more than 3 years. Contract deadlines are approaching. A formal vote on whether to trigger the reduction in force process is set for later this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's still unclear if a dormant prison facility near Walsenburg in southern Colorado will be used to house ICE inmates. Private prison company CoreCivic owns the empty Huerfano County Correctional Facility. No new contracts with ICE were announced during an earnings call last week. But CoreCivic leadership says it does expect ICE will have additional capacity needs in the coming year. This is CPR News and KRCC.